This is Artificial Insights, where we talk to leaders and thinkers in AI about what it means to do AI right. I'm your host, Daniel Maneri, and welcome to Season 3. This season is a special summer break for the month of August. We're moving from our usual focus on AI products to explore AI ethics. We'll be examining the questions of purpose, trust, and responsibility that shape, whether consciously or not, every decision about AI. Then, at the end of August, we'll wrap up summer with a back-to-school special featuring side projects from students, highlighting what's possible early in a career and outside a corporate environment. We wanted to talk about AI ethics because AI brings up big existential questions like no other technology ever has. We're not just wondering whether we'll find our next job, we're wondering whether there will be jobs at all. Because AI writes, it feels like there could be a human on the other side of the screen. It's an emotionally persuasive technology, to borrow a phrase from one of our upcoming guests this August. And that means we're vulnerable to AI in a way that we weren't to any previous technology. Just like giving your children unfiltered access to the internet is a bad idea, there are real dangers to AI. And if it's not handled well, both unfiltered access to the internet and AI can make relationships with real humans harder. Why we build AI and how we build it matter. In the meantime, if you're new here, you should check out some of our favorite episodes. In Season 1, Episode 8, I talked to Chris Braun, and here's what he said about why we still need human expertise.
Over the last several decades, BI, business intelligence, has been a big thing. And companies have spent billions of dollars effectively trying to democratize access to data. That's been the promise. You've collected all this data. Now your whole organization needs to benefit from it. So you need to open the access, open the kimono, and let everybody go free for all on the data to get the insights. But what these organizations have learned is that when you look at the number of ad hoc business requests where a business user says, I need this insight, it has not decreased. BI didn't actually replace the need for data experts providing insights from the data, because the interaction will go something like this. The business user will say, hey, I need, the Q4 sales for this region with this nuance. They'll ask the data team, and the data team will say, we built you a dashboard. The response will be some variation of, I don't know how to use it. I don't know how to interpret the data. Effectively, I'm not sure I would trust the insight that I got from it. And what it comes down to is there is a level of expertise in human judgment that they need to say, hey, this person who is actually an expert at interpreting data, did well in their stats course, they are giving me this interpretation. And so I think that's the same thing with AI. AI can be assisting in providing all the data points and the insight or the things that the right person needs. But there are some human judgment that gets into the mix that's quite essential in these high consequence decisions.
In Season 2, Episode 1, I talked to Patrick Béliveau, and here's what he said about how he accidentally founded an AI business.
Hold on, I want to ask you one question first.
Yeah.
Did you say that in under a month, with no experience, you got a RAG pipeline working with ChatGPT as the first iteration?
Yeah. So the thing about me is I'm undiagnosed, but I'm quite sure I have OCD and ADHD altogether. Mm. So when I decide that I want to do something, I just consume everything I can. So I would get up at 2:30 or 3, because I have a full-time job, right? So I'd get up at two or three in the morning and just start cranking and just start learning and getting where I would get stuck. I would sort of figure myself out. And again, AI was an amazing tool though, because it'd be like, hey, well, you haven't configured this properly. I'm like, I don't know what that is. And they'd be like, okay, well, you need to do this and this. Oh, okay, cool. And then I would realize that the documentation was out of date. So then I would copy paste the documentation in and be like, hey, you said this, but I think it might be that. And it would kind of help me through. Our developer, Chris, saw how I use our IDE, and he's just like, I don't understand how you got anything working. The basics of what I think most people would generally understand, I don't. I get a goal in my head that I want to build something, and I just ignore all the reasons why I shouldn't do it. I just keep pushing until I figure out how to do the thing that I need to do. Because for me, I'm not interested in learning Python, the language. I'm interested in learning the right words or the right things to put in to do the thing that I want to do. And if that's called Python, cool. If it's called whatever else, I don't care. I'm sort of outcome based. I'm not learning based. And so
that's a very big encouragement, I think, for everybody. Just you can do it if you put your mind to it. The tools are so helpful.
Oh, and this is using DaVinci. Like, we're like, never mind what people have access to today. Like, this is the origin story. Like, it's wild what one can do today. And maybe we'll get to that from like, make sure we talk about it from like an aspirational standpoint, because I think the generalist and the non-experts, AI is the great equalizer.
In season 2, episode 8, I talked to Mike Kirkup. And here's what he said about being surprised by what his own AI product would say in a live demo.
Humans are fascinating, right? And that they, even like humans as programmers, right? Or people building products, they're like, we're going to let the AI do this. And then everything else is going to be programmed around it, right? We want control. We want to know that the things we're going to do and so on. And it takes a certain amount of courage to go, no, no, we're going to trust the AI to ask the right questions. We're going to trust the AI to do the things around all of that. And how do we build the product in a way that it's intelligent enough to be able to do that well and doesn't fall down with failure and everything else? So like, I get on demos, Daniel, and I don't know what the AI is going to say, right? Even though I'm using the same files every time and so on, the world is changing. And so it's something that gets smarter and it's, hey, like these things don't match. Why don't they match? And the questions are, you know, slightly different every time. And there's that humans don't like that level of unpredictability, right?
No.
So, but I think that's, again, where it takes a little bit of courage.
I made this podcast because I want to be the person at the city gate to talk to every person coming in and out, doing great things with AI, and find out what and why, and then share the learnings with everyone else. It would mean a lot if you could share the episode with someone that you think would like it. And if you know someone who would be a great person for me to talk to, let me know. Please reach out to me at Daniel Maneri on LinkedIn, or shoot an email to daniel@maneri.house, which is daniel@manary.house. Thanks for listening.